KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm gonna hate it.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Are you dug in for winter? Are you feeling the chill? You want to try to get warmer? Are you getting a little tired of staring at those same four walls? Do you want to do a fix-up now? Do you want to do one this spring or this summer? Whatever's on your home improvement to-do list, whatever project you'd like to do to make your house feel more like a home, you can give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we will help you get the job done. Now, we're not going to show up at your door, but we will give you some tips, some advice, some guidance, some coaching to make sure you can get it done as quickly and easily and inexpensively as possible. Coming up on today's show, if you love the beauty and durability of natural stone countertops, and who doesn't, you might not know that stone tops also require a ton of maintenance to keep them looking as good as the day they were installed. So in today's Smart Spending Tip, we're going to sort out whether these attractive kitchen surfaces are worth the hassle, and if not, what are some really nice, inexpensive alternatives?
And if getting rid of old wallpaper stands between you and your dream room, we can help. With the right steps, removing wallpaper can be quicker and easier. We're going to share how.
I'm glad you didn't say quick and easy, because there's nothing about wallpaper.
Yeah, there's nothing about that that's quick or easy. We can just make it go a little faster.
That's right. And hey, guys, if you're a pet lover, you're considering some new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with pets. So we're going to have some tips on the best pet-friendly floors just ahead.
But most importantly, we want to know what you want to know. How can we help you create your best home ever? Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Chances are we've done that project, we've thought about it, or we've been there. So we're going to give you a hand and help you get those projects done.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You can also post your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, time to talk about alternative power. We've got Dave in California interested in a solar battery. What's going on?
What I'm interested in is a solar battery. I'm moving into a house out of state that has a large set of solar panels, but I would like to also add to that a solar battery. So I need some information on solar batteries. I live here in Northern California, and we go through every summer long rolling blackouts because the electric utility is concerned about forest fires. And so when I move to this new place in Arkansas, I want to have a backup system to the solar so that if the general grid goes out, I would have electricity still.
So, Dave, you know, the batteries are getting better and better over time. I mean, it really has been quite amazing how rapidly these batteries have improved their capacity and reduce their sizes and so on. So I can't give you a specific battery recommendation, but I can give you, you know, some general guidelines. And if you're looking to power your home for an extended period of time, you want to basically look for batteries that have high capacity ratings, because that's essentially what that does. If you're looking to run a lot of electronics in your house, a lot of appliances, then you need to purchase batteries that have high continuous power ratings. So it's really kind of a balancing act. And if you want to maximize, you know, how much money you're saving with a solar battery, look for batteries that have high round trip efficiency. So those are sort of the bumpers that you're going to like look within. And the answer is really going to depend on what kind of your use pattern is. I mean, if you don't have a lot of room, there's nickel magnesium cadmium batteries, which are smaller in size, but still give you a lot of the same levels of power and performance. So it really is going to depend on your usage of these batteries, and that's going to dictate which set of batteries and which types of batteries that are going to be best for your situation.
Dana in Georgia is on the line with a mold question. How can we help you?
I'm in Savannah, Georgia, where it's already hot and humid, and we're already fighting mold a lot of the time during the warmer months. Right after Hurricane Matthew, it just seemed to go on like turbo, where, you know, I'm having to clean it off all the wood furniture and like some of the walls, and it's even coming out of, or was coming out of the vents, from the, AC heating unit. So I just replaced those vents rather than try to clean them. And my question really is, you know, is there anything else I should be doing? And should I be concerned about my kids' health because of it coming out of the vents?
Well, I mean, not even it coming out of the vents. The fact that you've got this growing on the walls and furniture is a pretty serious problem. You have the scope of a problem where you need actual professional remediation help because it's so prevalent. The problem is that these some types of molds that kids and adults can have allergic reactions to. They produce microtoxins that can get out and make some people really sick. You know, I've known folks over the years who had, in fact, I had someone very close to me that I diagnosed this for because she had kids that had a really bad year of illness. And what we noticed that when they went on vacation, they went away for like a month over the holidays and they felt great and they came back and they felt lousy. So it all turned out to be a mold that actually got into the attic of this house that was finding its way back into the living space through, holes around where the lights came through the ceiling. And so in this case, all of the insulation had actually had to be taken out of the attic and the whole thing had to be, sprayed and cleaned and then put all back together again. So if you've got that much mold in the house, you've got to get to the bottom of it, and I really think you need some professional help. But what you want is someone who does occupational safety and health as a living, as a profession. You don't want, you know, the latest Johnny-come-lately, you know, mold remediator guy who has no professional training. You want somebody who really has some skills and certifications from a consultancy basis to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to recommend a website, and that website is mayindoorair.com, May, like the month, M-A-Y, indoorair.com. You will find books on that website by Jeff May, who's one of the most knowledgeable people I've ever met about mold and indoor air quality. He has an interesting backstory. He was very, very allergic to mold, and it led him to a whole new course of study. He's written three or four books on mold, including some written for the Johns Hopkins University Press. So I think that would be a good source of information for you. And, you know, he's not from your area, but he may be able to recommend to you some contractors in that particular area, some consultants in that area that knows professionally. But that's a good source for you to kind of get to the bottom of this, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand. Coming up, natural stone countertops have been a very popular choice for kitchens, but they're also super high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of those stone tops worth all that hassle?
Well, we're going to highlight the pros and cons in today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
You live in a money pit.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right, you taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you like listening to podcasts? Well, if you do, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. That's a long time, all time.
All time is a long time. So for helpful how-to tips in every episode, you can follow us for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you like to get your pods.
Heading over to Cambridge, Mass., we've got Jeff on the line. What's happening at your money pit?
Down in the basement, I want to be able to insulate it so I can put storage down there.
Okay.
Cabinets, and but I want to do it the proper way. We jacked the house up and put a concrete foundation with a 10-inch wall, and I coated it with the Drylock paint, and I was reading a magazine about the solid foam insulation, and I want to, you know, that's on the outside of the foundation, and I want to make sure that I'm not doing myself harm by putting it on the inside also to lock moisture in there that may, like, come up in capillary action from the footing. So I just wanted to check with you the best way to go about that. I want to use that probably 2-inch or 1.5-inch foam, depending upon how much room I have to do that, and then build stud walls.
Yeah. So perfectly acceptable. I'm glad you're paying attention to moisture issues. Those are going to source in your area of the country, not from rising water, but basically from a problem with your drainage system, gutters that are undersized or not extended out away from the house far enough and that sort of thing. So just make sure you're really careful about having all that water away from the house, that the grading slopes away and the downspouts are extended. In terms of the insulation, so are you going to put stud walls up in the basement? Is that what you want to do?
Yes. Yes.
So you have lots of options here. You can use a solid insulation board such as what you've described right on the foundation. You could also use a product like mineral wool insulation inside the stud base, which is a very moisture-resistant stone-based insulation that is very, very effective. And I like it because it's kind of stiff, so it's easy to handle. I'm doing a big mineral wool project myself now, putting that in floors right above a crawl space foundation for the same reason. Or you could go with spray foam if you really want to have a real tight space. That's going to be a lot more expensive. But I don't see any issues with that. You could do any of those three methods, and it will definitely make that space much more comfortable. And then, of course, you're going to want to add some heat into that basement space because you're in a cold area of the country. And by adding a little heat, you keep the humidity actually in check because that heat helps to make it drier in that space as well.
Okay. I have a couple of boilers there, indirect, with water heaters, and I could just add a couple of baseboard sections into that.
Yep.
Another question I have is the outside of the foundation from the ground up. Can I paint that? Going back to the, I don't want to lock moisture in there, but it'd be okay to put some paint on the outside, make it look good.
Yeah. Just remember, what comes after paint? Repaint. More paint. All right, Jeff.
Really enjoy your show. It's really, really helpful. I learned a lot.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Good luck with that project. Call us anytime.
Thank you very much.
Well, natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also super high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of those stone tops worth all the hassle? We're going to highlight the pros and cons in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Okay, so first up, stone countertops are definitely somewhat indestructible. I mean, most can take a hot pan. They're not going to dent. They're not going to chip. Home buyers definitely love them, usually because they've never had them before and don't know how much work they are to take care of. But given the popularity, you can definitely argue that they will add to your home's value. And, of course, the stone is beautiful. I mean, it comes in many colors and patterns, and the finish is almost always clear, so all that natural beauty shines through.
Yeah, I mean, they really are gorgeous. But on the minus side, stone tops, they're kind of expensive, and compared to solid surfaces and, of course, laminates, they're really expensive. Now, the prices do vary based on the type of stone that you pick. With quartz and granite, usually they're at the top end of that spending chart. Marble can sometimes be less, but you have to remember that while marble is gorgeous, it's softer, and so it's not going to wear as well as, say, the quartz or the granite. Plus, they're going to darken with age. Generally, the lighter color you pick, it tends to darken over time. Now, in terms of maintenance, granite tops demand the most. They're sealed when they're installed, but frequently we hear from our listeners who are dealing with stains from tomato sauce, coffee, vinegar, grape juice. I mean, I had a run-in. It was dumb. I was making red velvet cakes for Christmas, as I always do, and I'm usually super careful when I'm putting in the red food coloring. And this time, I don't know, I threw caution to the wind and started pouring it in while the KitchenAid mixer was mixing, and the food coloring went everywhere, and now I have, like, some lovely little red spots on my granite countertop, no matter what I tried. But, you know, you got to really be careful. So sometimes the stains go in, and they're very difficult to get out.
You know, you just have to tell people that red granite, that's very expensive granite. Not anybody can just get that.
It has this one spot. Do you see this? This means it comes from a very valuable spot.
That's right.
Where it came from.
Very special mountain. Well, listen, I don't know where you fall on this, Leslie, but I think if we had to choose a stone top, we'd probably go with engineered quartz. You'll find this in major brands like Caesarstone and Silestone. It comes in lots of colors.
Yeah, and they look like the real thing.
Yeah, it does. And they're cold engineered because they're made from a mix of natural quartz and dyes and polyester resin, and that's what makes it easy to care for. A few other chemicals tossed in, but they have the advantage of being easy to maintain and definitely don't require any sealers. Those sealers I tell you, those tops are great the day they're put in, but you got to seal them like every year or so. And if you spill something on it, like red food coloring, good luck trying to get that out. Something you have to get used to.
I've got a kitchen renovation on my dream list, and when that happens, you are so right that I'm going for a composite because I just want it to look great. I want it to last. You know, it's like I make mistakes. The kids make mistakes. It's like you got to be so careful. So choose wisely, my friends. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we've got Sylvia in Pennsylvania on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
I am moving from Pennsylvania, moving further south to get away from the snow. I don't know if it'll be South Carolina, Georgia, or Florida, but I am going to build myself a house, and it's going to be a small house. I'm wondering about in-floor heating, but I would like to have a terrazzo floor. So can you put in-floor heating and cooling in a terrazzo floor?
So first of all, congratulations on your plan. That sounds really exciting. Secondly, in terms of the floor, first of all, the floor can be heated. It can't provide your cooling. You're going to have a central air conditioning system for that.
I was wondering about that because I was wondering too because cold settles and I'm thinking your floor would be cold but nothing else would be.
So in terms of the heated floor, yes, there is a way to run PEX piping, which is a cross-linked polyethylene hot water piping, through underlayments that would go under tile. In fact, they make a specific type of plywood that's actually channeled out for this very purpose, where the plumbing sort of lays inside tracks in the plywood, and then the mud floor or whatever you're using underneath the trouser goes on top of that. So certainly you can do that. It's a pretty big project, but if you're set on having this kind of floor, you can definitely do it. But it will be a more expensive heating system than other types.
Well, I'm not really set on the terrazzo, but I was thinking of it, and because it would be easy to clean, it would be just from living in Florida, I am familiar with terrazzo floors, and I just thought that, you know, it was a possibility. You know, I have not decided exactly yet. I'm just gathering information now.
Yeah, the answer is you could put hot water heat through your floors pretty much with any type of material, including that. So definitely an option for you, Sylvia. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Sparky in Georgia on the line with, fittingly, an electrical question. What can we do for you?
Hi, I'm in a pre-wired home that has RG59 coaxial cable coming into each room. I need to replace that now with RG6, which is a thicker coaxial cable. What is the best way of going through to replace all those?
Well, generally, whenever you want to rewire anything in a house, it doesn't always make sense to remove what's there. What you'll generally do is cut it back. And you'll just essentially, you're going to run the new cable as if you were putting it in for the first time. Of course, because the house is already up, it's tricky to do this, to run it through walls and stuff, but you would use wire snakes to do this. And sometimes if the cable is loose in the wall, you can actually attach the new cable to the old cable and pull it through at the same time. Sometimes you can get away with that, but it basically takes a lot of skill to run new wires in a house that's already up, and that's pretty much the way you do it. The answer is any way you can. So if your cable's loose and you can pull one end up and tie the other end to it so that you're kind of pulling it all the way through, you do that. If you can't do that because it's nailed in place, then what you might do is just sort of snip off the ends, tuck it away in the wall, and run a new cable next to it. But basically, it's a bit of a tricky job, and you try to get it done any way you can.
I gotcha. Very good. You've been helpful. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, if you're getting rid of old wallpaper, say this is the project that stands between you and the room of your dreams. Well, we can help. Now, with the right steps removing that wallpaper, we can make it quicker and easier. Still going to be a lot of work, but we can tell you how to make it quicker and a little bit easier. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming of a reno, we can help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
And North Dakota, you're on the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I am living in a house that is over 100 years old, and it has an open staircase. The problem is that there is a bedroom that is above the staircase and adjoins it at the top, and part of that bedroom is cantilevered partially and then totally over the open staircase, and I have a big crack that's developing on an open area, and that area is cantilevered out about 6 feet from a load supporting wall. And I don't know if I can just patch it or if I need to put a support beam or jack or something underneath it, because this area is getting pretty worrisome. I've got two cracks that are about 3/8 of an inch and pretty long.
So, Ann, are these new cracks or has it always been cracked?
It's always been cracked, but it's been a hairline for many years.
Oh, boy.
And then we had a massive flood.
How long ago was the flood?
That was in 97, and then the ground has been shifting ever since.
And foundations and things like that, we always like to determine if they're active or inactive, because frankly, all homes have cracks. If you tell me that over the last 20 or so years that this crack has opened from a hairline to 3/8 of an inch, it might be active. I'm not actually convinced of that yet, but I am concerned enough to tell you that you probably should have it looked at by an expert. What I'd like you to do is go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, A-S-H-I, .com. And find a home inspector in your area. There's a zip code sorting tool there that's a member of ASHI. And talk to two or three of them and find one that specializes in structural issues like this, and have them look at it and see if we can determine based on that inspection whether or not this is an active ongoing situation or just a crack in an old plaster wall that needs to be fixed. It's not unusual for old homes to have lots of cracks in them, and especially around a staircase, because just the way homes were framed back then is different than they would be today, and so that's not an uncommon area for cracks to develop. But I think we need to determine for your own sort of sanity, if nothing else, whether or not this is active and ongoing or something that's really just historical. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
All right, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So you're thinking about doing some work in your house. You've got a room, it's covered in wallpaper. Maybe that's not your cup of tea, but you want to make that room something really special. Well, we can help you get rid of that wallpaper, because it's definitely a project that requires a lot of elbow grease, but we can help you make it go a little bit more quickly and a little bit more easier. And I'm talking about quicker and easier because it's just a hard time-consuming project. I mean, nothing about removing wallpaper is quick and easy, but what we can help you with is help you take out some steps.
That's right. So what are those steps? Well, here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to score. That means lightly cut. Use a utility knife or a wallpaper scorer, where there's a tool called a paper tiger. It's got lots of little tiny like pinpricky kind of like holes in it. You rub it over the wallpaper and it puts all these little holes in it. And these little holes are important because whether you're going to use a steamer or a wallpaper removal solution, it lets it penetrate and get through behind that paper and sort of saturate that adhesive base. And speaking of steamers, hands down, definitely the single easiest way to get rid of wallpaper is when you rent a steamer. It is so worth the cost because it literally melts that wallpaper off the wall. It's a lot easier to use. You just work from the top down, and you steam, and you remove one section of wallpaper at a time. Now, by the way, little trick of the trade here. If it turns out that it comes off pretty easy, maybe you don't want to do as much scoring, because this way you can pull it off in bigger sheets. So
yeah.
If it comes off in small pieces, then maybe you have to do a lot of scoring, but it's hard to get off. But if it comes off in big sheets, you know, give the steamer a chance and see what happens.
Yeah, now if you're finding that the wallpaper is just kind of resisting removal, you can make a mixture of hot water and fabric softener and just do equal parts of each. And you can pour that solution into a spray bottle and you apply it to those tough-to-remove spaces. It really does work quickly. I mean, it's amazing. I don't understand how it works, but this fabric softener trick has been a thing that we've used for years. I'm sure there's a lot of science behind it. But for us, I'm like, wow, this is great. And it makes the room smell really good while you're working on it. But it does lose the effectiveness. So if you spray it on, work quick and work in small areas, because after about 15 minutes, it's just not going to fly.
Now, once the wallpaper is gone, it's time to sort of prep it for whatever's coming next. If the wallpaper is removed, you want to use a mixture of distilled white vinegar and water. Remove any remaining glue, and then wait till the surface is completely dry. Then I want you to apply a primer and paint. I like using the oil or solvent-based primers. They just do a better job of sealing it all in. And then paint on top of that, or, if you dare, new wallpaper. Just remember, you're going to have to do this again 10 or 20 years in the future.
That is true. You know I love wallpaper, though. I really do. I've taken to using, like, the adhesive kind that's, like, sort of peel and remove later on.
Pin stick, yeah.
Yeah, especially in the kids' rooms because I feel like their styles change so much. But that's a good way if you're interested in having wallpaper without having to deal with the end result of it, which is removing the paper. You know, whatever it is, you know, just know that this will help make your room look better and you can have the room of your dreams. Don't let that wallpaper stand in your way. Just know you got a weekend to work.
Dennis in Michigan's on the line with a water heating issue. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I am actually calling for a lady friend. She has a 1,500-square-foot home.
Okay.
It's on a well and septic. And the water heater is at one end of the house, and the kitchen and bathroom's at the other end of the house. Obviously, the hot water takes forever to get there. Is there something that can be done for that?
One of two things. So what you could do is put in a second water heater, and that would be a tankless water heater, closer to the source, the point of consumption, which would be the bathrooms and the kitchen. And that will speed up that water. And then Renai also has a type of water heater that they're just releasing on the market that has like a recirculator built into it where it will actually pull a stream of water back and constantly keep it warm without driving up the utility cost too high. Does that make sense?
Well, okay. But the Renai, is that a tankless also?
Yeah, Dennis, the Renai product is called the Ultra Series, and it basically is sort of a breakthrough in recirculation technology. So I would check out the Renai website. I believe it's foreverhotwater.com, and there you'll be able to take a look at the Ultra Series of tankless water heaters, and that might just solve this problem once and for all.
Yeah, so that would probably save energy, too.
Absolutely. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with pets. We've got tips for the best pet-friendly floors in just a bit.
Live in a Money Pit.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com.
Hey guys, we love that you stop by and listen to the Money Pit right here where you're listening now. But did you know that you can get the Money Pit anytime you like when you follow the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which gives you, you know, enough time to kind of plan your projects and figure out what your next home improvement adventure is going to be.
You can follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Kathleen in Texas is on the line and has some questions about a garage floor. What can we do for you?
I've been considering doing an epoxy covering on my floor with the Painted Flex for quite some time. And I was told by someone who does flooring that he would not recommend that because he said when your hot tires pull in into the garage and sit on that flooring that it breaks the seal. And then where those tires go, that is a constant wear factor. Is there anything better or newer on the market for that type of product, or what would you suggest?
I don't agree with that at all. In fact, epoxy floor coatings are designed specifically to stand up to hot tires and also, you know, icy and salt-covered cars that are dripping on them. If it's done right, you'll have proper adhesion. If it's done wrong, you can get peel up of the floor. But epoxy floors are designed for garages are designed specifically to take that kind of punishment. So I very much disagree with your painter. Maybe he had a bad experience, but if he did, all I can say that remember, it's unusual to find bad paint, but it's fairly common to find bad painters. And if he skipped a step or didn't prep the floor properly, you know, that would cause that condition to occur.
Okay. Well, this gentleman did the staining of concrete floors, so maybe he just didn't like doing that type of work.
Maybe.
I don't know. But
maybe he doesn't like to paint floors. He likes to stain them. But I'm just telling you, I think it works well. You know, look at the products by Quikrete, for example. The epoxy floor products there are fantastic. They're beautiful. They're really durable. And they go down pretty quickly.
Oh, well, that's great. I really appreciate it.
All right, Kathleen. Good luck with that project. Let us know how it comes out.
Well, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that a lot of home improvements don't necessarily fit well with your pets. Although that Persian rug may really look nice in your house, it's probably not the best choice if you've got a puppy. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to think about, like, what's going in the house and what stage your animals are in. I mean, durability is key, especially when it comes to flooring.
Yeah, but fortunately, there's a lot of easy cleanup floors that are super durable. So we're talking about laminate, engineered hardwood, engineered vinyl plank, the luxury vinyl plank, the wood-look porcelain tile or ceramic floor. Or my latest favorite is this new hybrid stone flooring. It's called Duravana, and LL Flooring just came out with it. And this stuff is so incredibly tough. They sent me a box of it, and I was kind of checking it out, and I took my 16-ounce hammer and just slammed the surface of it, see if I could dent it. It was so hard, the hammer like just bounced off and had no marks on it. I tried to scratch it, couldn't do it. So lots of choices like that, and not expensive either. Actually, a lot less expensive than carpet or any of the other floors that you may have had in the past. So those are all good options if you have floors because they look great and they are pretty much pet-proof.
Yeah, and you know what a good benefit of hard flooring is, especially if you've got like a super fluffy or hairy dog or cat, is that they like to lay in it because it keeps them cool in the summer months. So that's just an added bonus.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you'd like more tips on pet-friendly design and decorating tips, you can search pet-friendly design on MoneyPit.com, and we've got a nice guidebook there that will walk you through all the options, including, I'm sure, some you never thought of.
All right, now we've got Sue from Ohio on the line. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, we had a wooden wheelchair ramp built for my father, and it's with the treated lumber, and wanted an idea or what product we could use to kind of keep the ice and the snow off of there without damaging the wood.
You know, there are different types of salts that can be effective as to prevent snow and ice. What you want to do, though, is make sure that you not use sodium chloride or rock salt. You want to use calcium chloride. Calcium chloride is less corrosive. It has less of an impact on plants and on pets, but does just as good a job of keeping the snow and the ice off. What I would suggest is you take this calcium chloride and you mix it up with playground sand, the kind of sand that you might put like in a sandbox, and create sort of a mixture that you can keep handy so that whenever you do get a little bit of ice and snow, you can spread the salt sand mixture down and keep that ramp clear.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, good luck with that project, Sue. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, I bet we've tackled that project before and can lend a hand. Well, one of our listeners in Colorado says it's been snowing there for more than a week. Send help. No, that's not me. He wants to know how much is too much snow when it comes to having snow on your roof. That makes much more sense than sending pizza or help. We're going to help sort out that answer when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, and we are so glad you are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand. Drop us a line like George in Colorado did. Now, George says it has been close to zero and snowing for much of the last several weeks. I have more than a foot of snow on my deck. When does it make sense to clear it? I'm afraid of things getting too heavy or even just damaging the wood by sitting on top of it for so long.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be as concerned about your deck, maybe. Well, I guess unless it's the second story deck, as much as I would be about your roof. So let's start there. Because, you know, gravity stinks. When you get that much snow on a surface like that, and if it's sitting up there, especially if it's on the roof, and let's say it gets to be a foot or more thick, you have to really watch out for is when it starts to melt. Because what happens is the water will sort of soak into the snow kind of crusts over on top, and that whole surface holds it back. It gets very, very heavy. Because the wet snow is a lot heavier than just the snow that fell the first time. And the same thing definitely applies to your deck. So if you get heavy snowfalls on that, and you live in an area like Colorado, like you do, George, I would invest in a snow rake, which is a very lightweight type of rake that's pretty wide, and it's telescoping. You put the sections together, and with it, you can easily reach up and pull it towards you to pull down large portions of that snow that accumulates on your roof. And in terms of the deck, yeah, especially if it's a second story deck, I would definitely pull some of that snow off the deck as well. I wouldn't worry too much about the wood. I'm more concerned about the weight, and especially the weight of wet snow. I have a friend who's a farmer, and he's a pretty good builder, and he had a barn that wasn't in terribly bad shape that collapsed because of a melting snow situation like that. And unfortunately, he lost some livestock as a result of that. So it does happen, and you can prevent it just by pulling that snow down. And the quicker you do it, by the way, the better. It gets heavier as time goes on. So the quicker you pull it down, the better it is for you and for your building.
All right. Next up, Anthony writes us saying, we purchased a condo built on a concrete slab in Ashburn, Virginia. Do we need to get a radon test done by the home inspector?
You know, home inspectors may or may not offer radon tests. It's not part of the standard home inspection, but some home inspectors are separately certified for that. So there's that. In terms of the area, Virginia's an interesting state. It's a little bit like New Jersey in that we have areas of high, medium, and low risk. You know, the EPA has radon zones that are divided into tiers, tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3. And these radon zones will give you a sense as to what, you know, you might expect to find. Now, the third thing to consider here is that this is a condo built on a concrete slab. Now, if you have a basement, and that's going to be your lowest living space because that's where you test, that's the place where it's most likely to be the highest, right? But if you have a condo and it's a slab, you're really testing the first floor. Even if that particular area does have high radon, it may not be as much of a concern because it's the first floor. But given all that, all the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs, I would say, yes, go ahead and test it. It's only going to cost you $100 or so to have your home inspector do it, maybe $150, and you're going to know what it is, and you'll have some peace of mind as a result. So I'd say go ahead and do it.
Well, Anthony, good luck with that radon test, and even more luck with your amazing new condo. I hope you guys have a lot of wonderful memories made there.
You're listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad you are. If you are tucked warm and cozy in your house and you're thinking about some projects you'd like to get done to spruce that space up, or you're planning for projects for the year ahead, we are standing by to help you 24/7. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT if we're not in the studio. I promise to call you back the next time we are, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. For today, that's all the time we have. The show does continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In Conroe, Texas tonight, former President Trump urging an enthusiastic crowd to work to get out the Republican vote this November because he envisions America first, unlike Democrats.
With Biden and the radical left, it's always America last, and that's what they do. You look at these horrible deals they make. Throughout the world, it's always America last.
Mr. Trump assuring the crowd a GOP win would make America proud again. A nor'easter thrashed parts of 10 states and some major population centers, including Philadelphia, New York, and Boston today. Plus, it canceled most flights in and out of the cities.
Forecasters expecting 2 feet or more of snow to come down in the heaviest hit areas like coastal towns, says National Weather Service meteorologist Christy Smith.
We certainly have fast and furious snow.
That snow forcing power lines down, leaving customers in the dark. Chris McKinnon with Eversource says high winds make it too dangerous for workers in bucket trucks.
It's just hard to say when all customers will be back on.
Wind gusts clocking in at hurricane speed, thunder, snow, whiteout conditions, freezing temperatures, coastal flooding. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
It's a wicked New England storm.
Julie Walker, New York.
White House says President Biden warned Ukraine's president this past week there's a distinct possibility Russia could take military action against Ukraine in February. The Kremlin, for its part, said saw little ground for optimism in resolving the crisis after the U.S. this week again rejected Russia's main demands, but Russian officials said dialogue was still possible to end the crisis. Omicron, the contagious coronavirus variant, is responsible for a seven-day rolling death for daily new COVID infections in the U.S. has been climbing since mid-November, reaching 2,267 on Thursday. SRN News.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain, but that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Coronavirus cases in Oregon are slowing, but
Oregon Health Officer and Epidemiologist Dr. Dean Seidlinger says Oregon hospitals are struggling as hospitalizations due to the Omicron wave peak in that state. With over 1,100 coronavirus patients statewide, Seidlinger reports that only 59 adult intensive care unit beds were available, and 94% of non-ICU beds were filled as of Thursday. About a week ago, the governor more than doubled the number of National Guard members deployed to help with non-clinical duties at places like West Valley Hospital in Dallas, Oregon, which has seen high volumes and shortages in staff. Seidlinger says cases are plateauing with a 9.5% decrease from the week before, but it will still take weeks for hospitalizations to come back down. He says nearly all the most recent deaths from COVID-19 could have been prevented by vaccines. He urged people to wear masks in public and continue to limit large gatherings. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Billionaire George Soros is dishing out $125 million for the midterms.
The 91-year-old Soros spent $80 million of his own money to support Democratic candidates and causes in the 2020 election cycle. Soros, who made his fortune in hedge funds, said the massive new infusion of money will back pro-democracy causes and candidates. The new donation will likely place the elder Soros among the top political donors in the 2022 midterms and make him one of the few who contributed an eye-popping nine figures in recent election cycles. Patrick Foss reporting.
Vandals scrawled swastikas on the outside of Union Station, the central hub for regional train transportation in the nation's capital. The graffiti was discovered Friday, a day after International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Metropolitan Police say an investigation would be led by the Amtrak police, who handle security for that building. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on today? Are you working on your house? Are you thinking about planning some improvements? Are you just hanging out and enjoying your space? Maybe you're dreaming about something you like to tackle when it gets a bit warmer. I mean, I think it's within striking distance now, right? About a good 2 months, and then we'll be starting to see some more of that green come out.
Stop taking away my ski season.
Ah, well, you know, you can ski up until then, and if you want to go out west, you can ski then too, right?
Okay, fine.
You can do some March skiing if you like. But hey, if you're thinking about some improvements you'd like to make to your house, well, we're thinking about that too, so we'd love to help. You can find us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. So, coming up on today's show, if you are planning to make the switch from carpet to one of the many beautiful solid surface flooring products out there, getting rid of that old carpet can definitely be a hassle, and sometimes it even reveals problems that have to be fixed before that new floor can be installed. So we're going to share how to handle the most common discoveries that are under carpet and prep for your new floor like a pro.
And when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects out there, and one which most homeowners are pretty happy to tackle themselves. But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't take just 3 steps before you start. So we're going to share those just ahead in today's smart spending tip.
And hey, if you guys ever had a bath or shower drain or a sink drain get clogged due to long hair getting stuck in it?
Oh, that never happens at my
house. Not in your house, right?
No. Oh, no.
Well, we're going to share a $5 solution that is so handy you're going to want to start using it on all your sinks and showers.
And from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are here to help you tackle all of your to-dos with confidence. So what are you guys working on? What are your plans for this ski season / leading into spring season? All right, I'm not going to brush past my winter, but I'll allow dreaming of spring projects. So what are you thinking about doing? Let us lend a hand.
Just call right now with your home improvement questions, your home decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Maryland, we've got Jennifer on the line. What is happening at your money pit?
I have a house. I live in the city, probably built in the 1950s. And the question that I have is that the plywood that is near the roof, I'm sorry, the plywood that is near the brick, it has a gap. My question to you is, can you fill that gap with foamatic installation?
When you say the plywood that's near the roof, are you talking about like the soffit, the overhang?
No, okay, you know what, not the soffit. I'm sorry, the plywood, it's like the siding. The siding, it's a flat roof house. Okay, and then we have siding, and siding that actually is there, you know, it probably looked like it had some type of roofing caulk or something there to close up those gaps.
Right.
Can you use foam? Because, you know, you just don't want birds or something to slip in there, or and then they can get behind your walls.
So what's throwing me is that you generally you don't have plywood siding in a 1950s house. Generally you have clapboard or another type of wood siding.
Yeah, it is a wood siding, yes. It is some type of wood siding.
Right. So basically we're talking about how do we fill a gap in wood siding, and you want to do this in a way that you don't have any rodents or birds or whatever can get in and out of that space. Probably the best thing to do is to fill it with steel wool, because that will stop anything else from going into it. Now, is this under the soffit, or is it going to be fully exposed to the weather? Because then we have to talk about how to kind of, like, you know, make sure it's somewhat watertight, too.
Well, we have a rubber roof on the house. The house has a rubber roof on it.
Right.
It's just at the siding, and it's a plain house. The plain house is flat, and you have the, you know, I guess it's some type of wood.
Right.
And we just want to make sure it looked like before, because it looked like it was white. So it looked like it was either some type of roofing caulk.
Right.
Or some type of foam that was there to fill it.
How big is this gap? Like, we're talking about like a quarter inch or an inch?
Probably a quarter inch to a half an inch.
Oh, that's really tiny. Yeah. You can just caulk that. You may have to put it in like two layers, but you can caulk that. That shouldn't be a big deal. And, you know, you want to caulk it, and then you could paint right over it.
Can you use foamatic also?
What does that mean to you? What is foamatic? You mean spray foam insulation?
Yeah, the spray foam insulation.
You mean kind of in a can?
Yes.
All right, so you're talking about great stuff. And that's a expandable polyurethane insulation. Could you use that? Well, yes, but, all right? So you could use that, and you would let it expand, and then you'd let it harden. And then after it's hardened, then you can go back with, like, a utility knife and cut it flush with the siding. But at that point, you would have to prime it and paint it, because you can't leave it exposed to the weather, because the sun will basically deteriorate that foam really quickly. It's not designed to be, you know, weatherproof. So you could use it, but you would have to also prime it and paint it to protect it.
So you can use it, and maybe you can taper. Once you cut it, you could taper it off with some type of roofing caulk, like you were mentioning. And that way, that would be almost like a double ceiling.
If there's a big gap behind it, yeah, so you just want to use it to fill the space. Use it gently, okay? You're better off with a couple of smaller applications of that stuff, because I'll tell you something about great stuff. If you just shoot a bunch of stuff into a hole like that, it expands, and I've seen it, you know, push siding boards off the house, or like swell the side framing of a window where the window won't open or close anymore. So use it carefully, all right?
Thank you all very much for answering my question. I enjoy your show as always. It's always a learning experience for all those DIY folks out there.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. Happy to help you out. Good luck.
Time to talk tin roofs with Kenny in Mississippi. What's going on?
I've got a tin roof on my house, but there's no insulation up under the tin roof. And I'm wondering what would be the best kind of insulation to use, spray on or something that you know, some sticky sides or whatever.
So, Kenny, the answer depends on basically how your roof is put together. Now, if you have the kind of roof, kind of attic structure where you have a ceiling, and then you have an attic, and then you have the underside of the roof. In that situation, you're going to want to make sure that your ceiling, which is below your roof and above your head, is well insulated. And that type of home, you ought to have probably about 15 to 18 inches of insulation there. So the first layer would lay in between the ceiling joists, and then the second layer would be on top of that perpendicular, and it would be unfaced fiberglass insulation, most likely. Now, if you have a cathedral ceiling where you look up and see the underside of that tin, that's a whole different situation. In that case, the best insulation to use would be spray foam insulation, because it could be sprayed directly onto that tin roof, and then it could be painted. So those are the two options, but it really depends on what the sort of structure of the house is. If you've got an attic, then you can just use standard insulation on that ceiling area, which is essentially the attic floor. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Up next, are you ready to tear out your old carpet and prep your floor for one of the many new beautiful solid surface options? We're going to share how to get that job done with ease when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you can listen when you want to the Money Pit all the time if you follow us on the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Penny in Illinois is on the line, and she's dealing with some frost on a meter. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, we have a brand new home, and the outside is where, like, the meter is and stuff like that. Well, cold air gets in that little pipe area and then comes in through the basement and puts a patch of frost on the wall in the basement downstairs. And I was wondering if there was anything I can do to put something over that gas meter to protect it from getting so cold.
You don't have to worry about the gas meter being protected because gas meters are meant to be outside in all sorts of weather. That said, though, if you're getting that kind of cold air in your basement, that's got to be causing you big energy losses. So I would try to seal those
spaces where that cold air is getting in to try to keep that space as warm as possible, because that is going to add to your heating costs.
Okay, but I talked to the builder, and he said you really can't do anything inside because then you're looking at a fire hazard. Like, if you try to insulate inside, then there could be a fire hazard there.
What, in the basement with basement wall insulation?
I was thinking, like, by where the gas meter was. That's what I kind of...
Well, but again, you don't have to worry about the gas meter. That said, you can insulate any... You can add insulation to exterior walls, and you certainly can add insulation near a gas meter. It's not like it's a source of flame, okay? It's a piece of equipment through which all the plumbing passes, but I mean, it's not like there's a flame there. So if your builder is telling you that, it sounds to me like he's trying to get out of a project.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help on that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Tell that guy to get to work.
I will.
Now we've got Trent in Florida on the line, who's dealing with a fallen apart popcorn ceiling. How can we help you?
Well, my popcorn ceiling is actually in my bathroom. It's, I guess, one night or something, my son had gotten it wet, and when it dried, it started flaking off the ceiling. And now it's just continuing to do it.
Well, it's funny, because when you get a popcorn ceiling wet, that's actually the way to remove it. You would spray it with, you know, some sort of garden sprayer and then scrape it off. So if you want it gone, he's got you on the correct path.
Now's the time, right? But if you don't want it gone, what I would do is this. I would take like a stiff bristle brush and gently brush away, maybe like a dry paintbrush, you know, and just brush away all the loose stuff. And then you're going to pick up some popcorn ceiling patching material. There's a number of different manufacturers of this. I know that Zinsser makes one. Homax makes one. It comes both on a trowel-on finish and also on a spray-on finish.
It looks like cheese in a can.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Cheese Whiz. And you can spray that on and recreate the popcorn effect that way. And then lastly, you're probably going to have to paint that ceiling and paint the entire ceiling to blend it in. But you got to get rid of the loose stuff, add the patching material, then repaint the ceiling, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you very much.
Now you've got options. You're very welcome.
Well, solid surface flooring is more popular than ever, but for consumers that are interested in making the switch from carpet, removing the old carpet can be challenging and sometimes reveal some problems that must be fixed before you put that new floor in. So here's how to handle the three most common discoveries and prep for your new floor like a pro.
Now, first, carpet makes a pretty darn good filter, and because of that, it traps a wide range of dirt and dust and allergens. And if you're not prepared, when you start tearing up that carpet, you're going to be sent into a sneezing fit that makes life absolutely miserable. So instead, hey, we all have these N95 masks. Why don't you use a couple for this project? Put on the mask, protect your lungs, protect your nose, your sinuses, and switch them out frequently. It's also super smart to ventilate the space while you're working to create a continuous flow of fresh, dust mite-free air.
All right, now here's the next thing. You pull up that carpet. Now you're going to find a whole series of medieval-looking strips of wood along the perimeter of the room, and they've got hundreds of very, very sharp nails pointing straight up at you. And, I mean, they've got a great name. They're called a tack strip because it's pretty much exactly what it is, a strip full of tacks. I mean, they really are great because what happens is the installer can just hook the carpet onto it, and it kind of really keeps it stretched in the space. But you got to remove it with a hammer. You're going to need a flat pry bar. You definitely need a good set of leather gloves to protect your hands. And once you pull up those tack strips, sometimes there's like a rogue staple in the floor, and you've got to be careful because I swear to you, when they're sticking straight up, they are invisible. And you're like, oh, I'm going to put my hand down here. Oh, I just put my hand right onto a super syrup staple. So be careful. Wear the gloves. Trust me, you'll be very happy.
Now, once the carpet is removed, we come to that portion of the project where you start to get surprises, right? Just like when you start any kind of remodeling project, you always run into surprises. Well, the surprise you may run into is especially important if you're putting down a hard surface floor. You might find that the floor is soft or uneven in spots. Depending on the type of flooring you use, you have to fix that because there are a lot of products that you can't put over a floor that's got the slightest bit of being out of level or buckled because it affects the joints between the boards. So, for example, if you're using one of the vinyl flooring products and they lock together, well, if you've got an uneven wood floor or an uneven concrete floor, that can impact that locking joint. And if it pulls out, you're going to have a problem because it's almost impossible to get it back together. So lots of good products out there that can help with this, probably with the one you know the least about, and that is called the floor leveling compound. Think of this as sort of like a liquid, thick, almost pancake-like batter slurry. And when it's applied to the floor, it's sort of poured on, it finds its own level, and it can fix a lot of those uneven areas. The stuff that's out today, Bostik's got one that dries in like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, and then you can get right to the rest of that floor project. But you really got to be on the lookout for uneven floors.
Now, if any of this sounds like more than you want to tackle, companies like LL Flooring do offer professional installation services, and they can handle the carpet removal and the floor prep portion for you. Now we've got Joyce in Alabama on the line who's got a question about a sink odor. What's going on?
Well, this is in a bathroom sink. It's about 25 years old. It's a type that has three air vent holes in it or overflow holes in it. And the odor seems to be emanating primarily from there. It's a very musty odor. And I came down to that conclusion because I finally took some paper and stuffed up those holes, and things smelled much better in the bathroom that way.
Well, sometimes what happens is you'll get some bacteria that will grow in that overflow trap. So what I would suggest you do is this. That is to fill the sink up with hot water and add some bleach to it and let the bleach very slowly trickle over that overflow. And so it saturates it, and hopefully that will kill that mold or that bacteria. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can take the bathroom sink trap apart and clean it out with a bottle brush. Now, some of the traps today are just plastic. They're easy to unscrew and put back together. Under the sink, sometimes you can clean that. And again, you get that biogas that forms in there. If you clean it with a bleach solution, that usually makes things smell a lot better in the bathroom. Okay, Joyce?
All right. Thank you so much.
Heading over to Florida, where Peter has lost power in the bathroom. Peter, what's going on, and can you see what you're doing?
Yeah, I had a GFI go bad, and when I went to change it over, for some reason, I couldn't get any juice to the receptacle underneath the sink. So I got juice to where I put the new one in. But so I went down to Home Depot. I listened to you folks all the time. And I got a new one, and the gentleman over there told me to find the hot wires go and put them on the receptacle where it says line, and then the other two hook up on the bottom of it.
Peter, do you know that the ground fault circuit worked properly and then it stopped working?
Yes, sir.
So it worked properly and it stopped working. Have you considered the fact that the ground fault circuit interrupter could be doing its job and then there could be a problem elsewhere in the circuit?
Yeah, I didn't give a thought about that. No, I didn't.
So I think that when ground fault circuit interrupters start to trip, people say, oh, it must be a bad circuit breaker, and they don't consider the fact that the circuit breaker is, in fact, doing its job, detecting a diversion of current to a ground source and tripping to prevent you from getting a shock. So the solution wouldn't be necessarily first to replace the ground fault. I would investigate further to see what exactly is happening and causing that to trip. I think, based on your description of what you've done thus far, that this might be just a little bit above your skill set. And while we can respect the fact that you're doing this on your own, when it comes to electricity, you want to get it right. And if you were to miswire that, and in fact, perhaps you know, there are different ways to hook up ground faults. And if you do it one way, you can get it to trip and not protect the rest of the circuit. So it would appear to be working correctly when in fact it wouldn't. So this is not the kind of thing I would recommend that you do yourself, Peter. With all due respect, I would definitely have an electrician look at this because I suspect that the ground fault is doing its thing. They rarely go bad. And if it's tripping, it's probably tripping because something is going on elsewhere in the circuit. The ground faults will cover everything that's on that circuit. So if you had, for example, a loose wire somewhere down the line and that was causing some sort of an arcing condition, that could trigger the ground fault to go off. So contact an electrician. This is the kind of job that you should not do yourself because I want to make sure that the problem is what you think it is and it gets properly fixed. Peter, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call, let us know what you are working on, and we can lend a hand. Coming up, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects out there, and one which a lot of homeowners are pretty happy to tackle themselves.
But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't take just three simple steps before you start. We'll share those tips in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. But guys, the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Now we've got Margie in Delaware on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we had carpeting down here from the 70s in this home that we moved into. So we pulled up the carpeting, and there's beautiful hardwood floors underneath, except wherever those wood strips with the nails were that were holding the carpet down, there's a bunch of black holes where the nails were. Yeah. How can we clean that up?
Yeah, the strips are called tackless, and what's happened is the nails have oxidized, so you get some rust and other types of corrosion that forms on the metal and reacts with the wood and leaves that sort of black stain. So what you have to do is sand the wood floors. If you sand the wood floors, you'll get rid of most of that black stain that's showing around the top of the hole, and then you can fill in the holes with a wood putty that matches the floor, sand it again, and you'll just about cover them. You're still going to see a little bit of them, but they will not be obvious. Right now, they're painfully obvious, I know, but if you sand the floors and then fill them in and sand it again and finish it, it will blend in.
That's great. It's got to be better than what it looks like now.
No, it's nice. Think of that carpet as a beautiful drop cloth that protected those floors for all those years.
Yeah.
And now you get a chance to enjoy them again.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Margie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects out there, and a lot of homeowners really do enjoy tackling it themselves.
Well, that's right, but it's also a project that can go wrong pretty quickly if you don't take just three simple steps before you start. We'll share those steps in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, now when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining wood surfaces really is an important step to keeping your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where simple mistakes can actually lead to big heartache.
Yeah, definitely. And it really comes down to preparation. If you have weathered surfaces, they need to be cleaned, any loose paint removed before you even think about opening that can of paint. Because if not, the new paint simply won't stick and your efforts will be wasted. It'll look good for, you know, a week, two months, and then all of a sudden it'll start peeling and you will be crushed because you're going to have to take all that paint off and start again from scratch.
It's a big project if you have to do it again. Now, next, it's always smart to apply a coat of primer first because primer definitely is formulated differently than paint because the paint is meant to be that top finishing coat, but the primer is meant to be that first one that's really going to stick. So it's got products in it that will give it more adhesion, it's going to stick better to older surfaces, and then it will prevent that new paint from peeling off.
Yeah, and finally, for the best finish look, be sure you pick the right type of paint brush. You know, it's not just any paintbrush. It depends on what paints you're applying. If you're working with oil-based or solvent-based paints, you want to use a natural bristle brush. But for latex, you need synthetic bristle brushes because they give you the better result. And a great paint job is definitely going to help you maintain the value of your home.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Heading out to Texas, where James is on the line with a plumbing question. What's going on?
Well, I have two hot water heaters that serve two master bathrooms in the house. One of them recently went out. It was replaced through a home warranty company. And since we've got that put back in, we've been gone several times, and each time we're gone for, you know, a week or 2 weeks at a time. When we come back, the water will be smelling like rotten eggs. And we called the plumber who installed it, and he said that's a common problem. It's part of your community. But, yeah, we've been living in that community almost 8 years and never had a problem. But he said what you need to do is cut the water off, break the hot water line, drain the tank, put a gallon of bleach in it, hook it back up, let it sit for 12 hours, and then run it until you get the bleach smell out, and you should be fine. We've done that 3 times, and each time we're gone, though, for a week or 10 days or more, we come back and the water smells like rotten eggs. And it's a lot of problem getting these hot water heaters in a crawl space, so it's really hard to get into them and break those lines and drain the tanks and stuff. And so there's got to be, I think, some way that this problem can be solved.
Tell me something. The water heater that was replaced, was the whole water heater replaced? Was this a brand new unit?
There's one brand new unit and one existing unit.
Okay.
But it's not relatively new. They're hooked up in series.
Oh, they're in series. Huh.
One has the empty before you start pulling water out of the other one.
First of all, the cause of the rotten egg smell is something called hydrogen sulfide. Now, hydrogen sulfide is a gas that is produced in hot water and has that rotten egg smell. And the way you deal with that is with a new anode rod, a new magnesium or aluminum anode rod, because these will react with the bacteria and basically reduce it. And those anode rods are corroded or deteriorated, then you're going to have this problem in a big way. So I'm wondering if maybe you don't have an anode rod in there, or maybe it's the wrong type of anode rod. That is what solves this. The fact that it didn't exist for all these years and now it does exist is troubling.
Yeah, and like I say, we'd never had a problem until we replaced one of the hot water heaters. And then we had been gone as much as a month a couple of times before that and never came back to any kind of a problem. But once we put the new hot water heater in, then we started experiencing the problem. And I don't know if the two hot water heaters were hooked up in sequence before, or if one served one bathroom and one served the other bathroom. So that's something I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of odd that you have two that are side by side like that are in sequence. I think it would be more logical that one would serve one bath, one would serve the other bath, because typically you're going to want to reduce the piping basically from one to the next so that you don't wait as long for hot water. But what you really need is a zinc anode rod. And so I might speak with that plumber about making sure you have zinc alloy anode rods in that, because it doesn't react the same way with the bacteria as magnesium or aluminum by itself. Using that zinc is going to reduce the chances of getting that hydrogen sulfide smell. And then the other thing that you can do is you can put in a water purification system. I mean, if your water has a really naturally high level of bacteria, a water purification system is going to reduce that sulfur causing bacteria and make the water smell pleasant again, or most importantly, maybe not have any smell at all. But usually the anode rod replacement will solve this. So I think that's the area you want to look at. I mean, certainly, you know, decontaminating the water heater is sort of step one, but that didn't work. So we need to look at those anode rods. Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you've ever had a bath or shower drain get clogged due to long hair getting stuck in it, says the lady with the super long hair that has this happen all the time. We're going to share a $5 solution that is so handy, you are going to want to start using it on all of your sinks and your showers when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And I love podcasts. Do you guys love podcasts? I love true crime ones. I think they're so interesting. I love home improvement ones. I especially love the Money Pit. And we want you to love the Money Pit podcast as well. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Bela in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have a sunroom, and the roof of the sunroom is 4 inches of styrofoam, and on top of that is aluminum. Now, when it rains, it's very, very noisy. It's like living in a double wide, you know. So, what I would like to do is put, like, architectural shingles on it. Now, I talked to one roofer who said, oh, we can just nail it on. But I don't think so. I thought maybe we need some plywood, three-quarter-inch plywood, and even maybe some spacers.
This aluminum roof, is it fairly flat or is it shaped?
It is flat, yes, sir.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that metal roofs are far more durable than asphalt shingle roofs, but if you can't really deal with the sound and you want to soften it, I agree with you. I do think you should attach a plywood decking to that metal roof first, and I would do that with screws. So I would drive screws through the decking into that metal roof, and then on top of that, I would put ice and water shield, which is going to give you protection from any ice damming. And I would probably, since it's a fairly flat roof or a low slope roof, I would probably cover the entire surface with ice and water shield. And then over that, I would put the asphalt shingles.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much for your help. That is the kind of thing I've been thinking about.
I think you're on the right track, Bella. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've got a Rapunzel or two living in your house, you know, the ladies with the super long hair, heck, the boys can even have the super long hair. If you've got it, you know that it definitely finds a way of getting stuck in the drains of your sink, your shower, your tub. I feel like my hair is everywhere. And you know that using a caustic drain cleaner really is never a good idea, and plumbers are expensive. Well, fortunately, you don't need either.
Well, that's right. Now, there's a really handy little tool, and there's a couple of different ones that are similar. The one that I used last time, because as a landlord, I own a place, and I've had kids in college where, especially my daughter, where they've got, you know, four girls in an apartment, and this just happens. You need to get something called a drain weasel. It's like a miniature snake for your drains. and it's 18 inches long. You insert it into the drain. It's narrow enough that it could even go through like a tub drain that has like those circular holes on it.
Yeah, those little holes in it.
Right, which is supposed to block air, but it doesn't. And you basically drop it into the pipe, and you spin it as you go, and it has little hooks on the end of it, and it's perfect for grabbing big clumps of hair, pulls it right out. It is so easy to use. This thing costs like under $5. There's a couple of different ones. The drain weasel is one that actually turns a little tiny handle that cranks around. There's another one that looks like a double-sided brush, if you can think about that. That's also really long, and that is just stick it in the drain hole and pull it back up and down a couple of times, and all of the hair comes right out. And if you do it once in a while, it doesn't really build up. It's so cheap, you can put one in every bathroom, and you will be a total convert the first time you use one of these. Never have to deal with drains that are clogged by hair again.
Yeah, and I mean, interestingly, everybody loses a tremendous amount of hair every day. I think with girls with long hair, it just kind of gets stuck in the hair itself. So when you shower, like, lots of it comes out, and it's just the worst. So this definitely is a game changer for the bath. Jeff in Missouri's on the line and needs some help with a patio project. What are you working on?
Really already got it done, but I failed to put a sealer on my patio, and I was wondering what I could do about that at this late date. It's been poured about 6 months.
So why do you want to put a sealer on it?
Because the leaves and the grass stain it.
You could clean it. You could use a trisodium phosphate solution to scrub it and clean it and brighten it up again. But then you have to wait till it's really dry. So doing this in the chilly weather is not a good idea. You want to make sure it's super dry. And then you could add a concrete sealer on top of that. The concrete sealers that you want to make sure you get are ones that are vapor permeable. And that means that the moisture moves in and out. You don't want to completely seal the brick, because then what will happen is the moisture will still get in it, but it will freeze and start to break apart, or spall, as the technical term goes. So if you get a good quality concrete sealer and get it clean to start with, certainly you can reduce some of that staining going forward.
Good. And what do you call it so it breathes in and out?
Vapor permeable.
I appreciate that. Thank you for you guys for what you do.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to spruce up your child's room with some furniture that adds style, organization, and safety? Well, we're going to have some tips just ahead to help you do that.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The Seek Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with the Cottonwood Community Center, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Tuesday, February 8th, from noon until 6 p.m. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters, at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. Free COVID-19 testing kits will also be available at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road, Tuesday, February 8th, during the free COVID-19 vaccination clinic from noon until 6 p.m. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic that is dedicated to the Cottonwood neighbors.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects one step at a time.
Post your question just like Trevor did. Now, Trevor writes, I was recently up in a crawl space and noticed a vent for my half bath was not actually vented to the outside. It just terminated in the crawl space and the insulation was laying on top of it. How can I fix this?
That's a really good catch, Trevor, because the vent should definitely not be discharging into the crawl space. Lots of reasons for that. That additional humidity can make the insulation less effective. Plus, the moisture can increase the risk of rot setting into the area as well and also add to the chance of having mold growth. So you want to basically duct it to the outside. You want to do that with solid ducting, not flexible ducting. Try to have as few bends in it as possible. Get that moist, damp air out of the crawl space as quickly as possible. Well, are you ready to spruce up your child's room with furniture that adds some style, some organization, and some safety? Leslie has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Because, Leslie, your kids' rooms are in a constant state of redecoration, right, and reorganization.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, constantly. And no matter how much I reorganize, they are very skilled at making them disorganized very, very quickly. So I feel like I practice this a lot. So, first of all, when you are redoing their rooms, you want to look for furniture pieces that are going to be durable, that are classically styled, and that will work for a range of ages. Now, convertible furniture, such as a crib that turns into a starter bed, that's a smart choice. But even if you just shop for finishes that are going to coordinate well with later additions, like a whitewash or maybe a colored stain or a classic wood, you know, that's really easy to find, and you'll find things that will work with it down the road. A fairly classic, you know, not so busy, doodad-free design, you're going to be in great shape there. Now, going with vintage furniture, that's also possible, but if you do go vintage, you've got to go carefully. Now, you can bring the fun of vintage graphics and styling to a room with some cool furnishings and accessories that you find at maybe an antique show, a tag sale, you know, those online treasure troves. This approach really works well for kid spaces, too, with a few precautions. You want to steer clear of anything that might have a chippy finish or maybe something that could be a lead-based finish. And furniture is even trickier if you're going vintage. You want to make sure you avoid cribs and other furnishings that would have an out-of-date, say, latch or hardware or the way they're built. And you want to make sure that any railings or open trim works don't allow inquiring hands and heads to get stuck in it. So you can also, if you find something, take a look at the Consumer Product Safety Commission website for recalls just to make sure any of these vintage finds you've got in your cart or you're walking around with is not going to create an unsafe situation at your house. And finally, look for colors that are timeless. You want to consider the level and frequency of investment you're willing to put into your room's backdrop. If you don't mind repainting over that current color a few years from now, says the lady who let her son pick Jets green for half of his bedroom. You know, I know we're going to have to cover over that in a little while, but it made him so darn happy. So I was like, yeah, okay, we'll do it. So just know that if you're not willing to put in the work a few years down the road to repaint, pick colors that are going to last, that'll work well with a variety of bedding and window treatments and different furnishings down the road because, you know, things change. And if you kind of stick to a neutral base, everything will work all together. If you want some more tips, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow with Your Child on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope we've been helpful in giving you some advice and some ideas on things that are important to you when it comes to taking care of your house. Remember, we are always available for questions. If we're not in the studio, you can leave a message and we'll call you back the next time we are. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up next time on the program, if you've got a basement space, adding a bathroom, well, that can make that space even more usable, and it can add to your home's value. But gravity being what it is, bathrooms that are below grade need some special plumbing work in order to go with the flow, if you know what I mean. We're going to share those tips on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.